You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And it is exciting stuff for fans of Drag Race in particular, because this week the hilarious and horrifying show Death Drop Back in the Habit is right here in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal. It was one of the shows that I was desperate to see when it was in the West End, but I'd missed out on it, unfortunately. And so I am very, very pleased that it is now right here on my doorstep, and you should be as well, because holy hell, this show has a lot to offer. So, basic, spoiler-free plot overview. It sees Father Alfie Romeo, played by drag king Louis Cypher, being sent from the Vatican to inspect some of the strange goings-on at the secluded convent of St. Babs, led by Victoria Scone as a gloriously posh Mother Superior, along with other Drag Race favourites Cheryl Hole, Juju B, and Kitty Scott-Claus as a selection of Sister Mary-style nuns. What then unfolds is a hilarious, wacky, comedy horror pastiche full to the brim with pop culture references, lewd humour and laugh-a-minute jokes. And honestly, it's great. It is such a fun night out at the theatre. And it's one of those shows that starts with the entire audience on side and then doesn't let them go. Unsurprisingly, a lot of the people who go to see this show are going to be fans of RuPaul's Drag Race, and the show really plays up to that. One of the biggest cheers of the night was when Cheryl Hole did one of her legendary death drops, with great panache, of course. But it's also so much more than that as well. For a start, if there were a better argument in favour of drag kings being welcomed onto Drag Race as a TV show, or just being more widely known by mainstream audiences, then Louis Cypher is the one to look at. He really carried this show with superb comic timing and proper acting chops. I will admit that I wasn't as familiar with his work before this, but I binged so many of his videos when I got back home, so highly recommend. He is then more than matched by Victoria Scone as the Mother Superior, Sister Mary Kimberly Woodburn, who, drag aside, is such a phenomenally good actress. Like, is there anything she cannot do? Comedy, yes. Drama, yes. Horror, yes. High camp, oh bloody hell, yes. It is a privilege to watch her on stage perform, and honestly, she should just be cast in everything. There were so many moments that I could single out because she was just scene-stealing, but the way she delivered the line, "It's fucking theatre," is going to be with me for the rest of my life. I was howling. Kitty Scott-Claus is then equally hilarious as Sister Mary Titus, which I will say in full here, but try shortening it down to get the joke. She had so many catty one-liners that brought down the house, performed a show-stopping number in Act 2, complete with disco lights and dancing zombies, and looked stunning doing it as well. Juju B was sweet and demure and endearing and sex-crazed in equal measures as the Sound of Music wannabe Sister Maria Julie Andrews. It sounds weird to say, but she plays the butt of the joke so well, and even though there are jokes about it in the show, I'm going to say her British accent was way better than she's given credit for. As a musical theatre fan, I also really, really appreciated the "These Are the Things That I Like" song that comes at a pivotal moment, and it was performed brilliantly. Cheryl Hole, of course, was as wonderful as ever. To date, she remains one of my favourite queens of all time, and she did not disappoint in this show. It's everything that you've come to expect from a Cheryl Hole performance. Pop diva energy, dancing, comedy, playing up the ditziness, and a whole lot of sexy to boot. And then I also have to mention Karina Buchan, who kind of stole the show for me. She did a whole lot of multi-rolling, which I'm always a fan of, and the inner voice scene in particular was hilarious. In fact, for me, it was those kind of self-aware moments that the show really shone. It was always funny, and it always poked fun at pop culture and things like that, but it was so self-aware and meta, and I know that I'm biased. I am literally studying a PhD in metafiction. This is my jam. But there were so many moments that made fun of the fact that it was a theatrical show. Trying to go down to the crypt in Act 2, set pieces supposedly not working properly and having to be wheeled off by an underappreciated stagehand, characters walking into a scene and then having to go back rounds that they can come in through a proper doorway. Like, it's so simple and so stupid, but oh my God, I will eat it up. And it's those elements that also mean the show feels very spontaneous throughout, even though it isn't. Everything is so carefully calculated and rehearsed, and the cast on stage must have that freedom and confidence with each other to work around what's meant to happen. And so when things maybe don't go to plan, like there was a moment last night that Victoria tripped over her shoes and ended up literally lobbing her boots into the wings, like, I think that was unintentional, but you really don't know for sure given everything else that's going on. And either way, the cast lapped it up and made it a new part of the show. And I also have to say that in among the non-stop humour, there are some genuinely scary moments. Jump scares are the bane of my life, and even though I knew it was coming every single time, it still got me hook, line and sinker, and the rest of the audience too. Like, I will admit, I cannot handle horror to save my life, and this was maybe just on the edge for what I could tolerate. There was still enough to distract me from the scary bits, and obviously the show as a whole is great fun, but do bear that in mind if you're also someone who doesn't enjoy being scared. Of course, the horror side of things does also allow for them to bring in more pop culture references, and there are parodies of Alien and It and all the best horror tropes that you can imagine shoehorned into the show in some way. But yeah, the jump scares did get me, and I am not ashamed to admit that. I mean, is it the most cohesive narrative? No. Do you have to suspend disbelief and just go with whatever's happening on stage? Yeah, you do. But is it worth it? Oh my God, yes. It is so much fun, and any quibbles that you might have with the plot are absolutely eclipsed by literally everything else that's happening on stage. It scoops you up and doesn't let go. It's kind of like a high budget, better written, extended version of the kind of acting challenges you get on Drag Race. So that's the kind of humour you can go in expecting. But it works. It works so well. And this cast deliver it phenomenally. So if Death Drop, Back in the Habit sounds like your sort of thing, make sure you catch it while it's here in Nottingham. It's at the Theatre Royal until Saturday the 18th of February, and tickets are available via the link here in the post. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. There isn't going to be a live show this coming weekend as I'm going to be in London, but Showtime will be back on urn1350.net from 6pm on Sunday the 26th of February with non-stop show tunes and theatre news. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you never miss a moment, because as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.